summertime tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
If you're topping off your burger with grilled onions and blue cheese, pair your work of art with a spicy Malbec.
Nothing beats a buttery Chardonnay with grilled corn on the cob. I'm ready to find you the perfect bottle of white for your next get-together.
Pack up the cooler for this weekend. We've got canned wine and beer ready to throw on ice.
Now with 9 locations in the Bay Area. Visit our newest store at Stevens Creek Central. Shop online at TotalWine.com. The selection is ridiculous. Cheers.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. You're listening to Market Watch on the Morning Run. It's now 9:13 a.m. We've got Hasif Murad on the line. He's the investment manager of Aberdeen Islamic Asset Management here to take a look at the markets.
Good morning, Hasif. There's growing chatter about an FOMC rate hike in June. What could the potential impact be to the local bond markets?
Morning, Ibrahim. I think when it comes to the FOMC rate hike, the expectation or probabilities for rate hike were a bit too pessimistic by the markets. I think at the recent lows, the probabilities was somewhere between 5% for June 2016, with most market participants thinking Q1 2017 was when it was going to hike. So now with more hawkish language from the Fed, there's probably a bit of panic within these markets. So I think for where the local bond markets might be impacted, it's probably on 2 points. The first is being the ringgit, and also where the MGS and local bonds would be. So in terms of the ringgit, when we have an FOMC rate hike, you're likely to see the US dollar strengthening or recover from its recent lows, like as we've seen in previous news about rate hikes. But also the MGS, I think there's likely to be some potential for curve steepening of the MGS curve, because the short end is relatively well anchored by ample liquidity onshore, but the belly of the curve, meaning the 5 to 10 year of the MGS curve, is likely to see some underperformance back on the back of the weaker ringgit performance.
So last week, closer to home, Bank Negara chose to keep rates at 3.25%. How do you think local markets have reacted, and do you foresee any cuts in this year?
Well, the decision, I think, for the local market players, or the 99.9% of us, pretty much expected no move. But perhaps for foreign investors, there was some who were positioned for a rate cut. I think on the back of the news, there was a bit of selling off in the shorter end of the MGS. Could be perhaps from the foreign investors, but I think at this stage, the Bank Negara is very comfortable with the existing OPR. This could perhaps be the sweet spot for us, but we're keeping an eye out on GDP growth and consumption numbers, particularly once in the second half, when we get the minimum wage hike, the civil servant wage raise, and we start to see money from the cut in EPF contributions all get put to work in the second half of the year.
What then is your outlook on the short-term rates? Do you think there's a sufficient liquidity happening in the markets? Also, the stories of lending rates possibly being hiked as well. What are the outlook on all this?
I think short-term rates, like I said earlier, is going to hold steady. There's ample liquidity in the market. We just met Bank Negara yesterday. According to them, system liquidity coverage ratio is 120%, which is way above the minimum of 70% required. So there's a lot of liquidity in the system. But the fact that some of these banks are raising their base rates is perhaps them reacting to pressure on their profitability or otherwise their net interest margins, right? And I think, to be completely honest, it could be a good thing for deleveraging of the Malaysian household, because if you just look at the Negara numbers, household debt to GDP is a very, very dangerous 89.2% of household debt. So the hike in rates could be a blessing in disguise for us.
Now, this morning, there's news breaking that 1MDB has paid the compound imposed on them by Bank Negara. This news came on the back of the statement that PM made yesterday that 1MDB is not legally obligated to assume the $3.5 billion worth of 1MDB bonds, as there is no government guarantee or the letter of support for the debt. How do you think investors of the bonds in question view these kind of statements and actions?
I think investors, separate from day-to-day Malaysians, the main concern for investors are basically how are we going to get paid. I don't think this news moves the needle, because ultimately the US dollar bonds are still guaranteed by IPIC, and IPIC's proven to be good paymasters keeping to the guarantee. And then, as a matter of fact, after the 1MDB call to investors, there was actually some bond buying from some investors, so perhaps a vote of confidence by the investors to the plan.
Finally, after being one of the best performing emerging Asia currencies in the first quarter of this year, the ringgit took quite a hit in April and May. Do you see any value in ringgit-denominated assets?
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, just looking at ringgit relative to most emerging market currencies, I think there's some value in the ringgit. You know, emerging market investors also, you know, look at the Brazilian real as well. So some of these high-yield currencies, you know, offer quite an attractive alternative for most investors. I think with the ringgit, it's a cheap currency with a good, you know, an economy with a current account surplus. So I think the ringgit is still going to look quite attractive to most investors. I think once the ringgit gets repriced post any FOMC rate hike, you're going to see even more value within the ringgit and also within, like, you know, ringgit-denominated assets like the MGS or the Malaysian Government Securities.
Thanks, Asif. Have a good week. I've been speaking to Hasif Murad, Investment Manager at Aberdeen Islamic Asset Management. And now Melissa Idris is standing by to speak to Ben Lebrun, analyst at Options Express, who is on the line with us from Sydney, Australia.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Summertime tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
If you're topping off your burger with grilled onions and blue cheese, pair your work of art with a spicy Malbec.
Nothing beats a buttery Chardonnay with grilled corn on the cob. I'm ready to find you the perfect bottle of white for your next get-together.
Pack up the cooler for this weekend. We've got canned wine and beer ready to throw on ice.
Now with 9 locations in the Bay Area. Visit our newest store at Stevens Creek Central. Shop online at TotalWine.com. The selection is ridiculous. Cheers!